producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number for you, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. If you are just tuning in the first hour, we did a lot of talk about the Robin Hood trial today, and I think there's a few more points that are worth addressing. If you're just tuning in, Robin Hooding is something that has made international headlines over the last couple of years on more than one occasion. And when I say international headlines, I mean like, you know, foreign language press plus big media in the United States. We've been on Colbert Report. We've been on Good Morning America, MSNBC, Fox News. I mean, you name it.
People have traveled from around the world to see what Robin Hooding is here in Keene.
It's true. Mm-hmm. By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Garrett.
And so we're going to continue here, but I want to jump to your calls and thoughts. We do have Andrew on the line in California to start things out. Andrew, are you with us?
Yeah, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, so I just saw your article posted on the Facebook page about the woman that blinded herself. And, you know, in the spirit of the name of the show, Free Talk, idiots are free to be idiots. I mean, you know, you can try to stop an idiot, but generally, they're going to continue on their idiotic path. So, excuse me, when it comes to this woman not only, you know, requesting someone to blind her, she was probably going to do it by herself. I'm just curious, why do we need certification for professionals if they're just going to go against their Hippocratic oath? I mean, I could be wrong about this. I'm not a psychologist, but
so I'm pretty sure I have a very basic understanding of the story. I actually wasn't on this show the night they talked about it. I don't know if either of you two are familiar with this story. My understanding is a woman wanted to go blind, so she went to a psychologist, was it, or a psychiatrist? She went to some kind of shrink or whatever, and that person assisted her with going blind. Is that correct?
The article that I read, it said that she went to her psychologist.
Psychologist.
I believe, and he dropped 2 eye drops worth of drain cleaner in each of her eyes. And I mean, you know, realistically, if a psychologist is unwilling to do this for you, as I would kind of assume they probably should be unwilling, what's stopping anyone from going up to a homeless man and offering them $5, $10? Nothing.
Nothing would be stopping them from doing that.
Depends if they want somebody with a shakier hand or a more steady hand than a medical professional.
Well, I mean, if it's drain cleaner, I'd be hoping that they missed, so I'd go for the homeless guy. He's not going to have as steady a hand.
That's a good point. So what your point is, though, that the psychologist took a Hippocratic oath to do no harm, and so he shouldn't do that?
That, in a sense, is kind of interesting, because in today's society, we're asking people to not only carry that Hippocratic oath, right, in general, but then in these specific instances, go ahead and disregard it. It's what I want. And I mean, like,
well, I mean, shouldn't the customer get what they want ultimately? I mean, because again, how do you define harm in this case? Because one person's harm might be another person's pleasure.
Absolutely. According to the Austrian School of Economics, all value is subjective.
Sure.
So, you know, if you could argue that from the point of view of subjective value that she was not harmed by being blinded because subjectively to her there was a preference to be blind, which seems to be exactly what the case is here. So,
right, she's not upset, right? This is what she wanted. This is her dream, to be blind.
As a computer consultant, I would frequently go in and give the customer what they wanted, even if it wasn't what they needed, because right, that's what they were willing to pay me to do.
I think it's curious because you look at the BME Pain Olympics, and, I mean, international fame or, retaining your penis and testicles, which is of more value. It's, again, as you said,
the pain Olympics. Is that like
those are fake? But
what? No. What is the pain Olympics? Is that where somebody like pulls a Mack truck with their penis or something like that? Or
I believe it was people hurting themselves, mutilating themselves.
Oh my!
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Pretty disgusting stuff. But I mean, they wouldn't do it unless they wanted to. And
yeah,
you know, to what ends did they seek to achieve? I don't know.
Well, I know I myself would not be comfortable assisting someone in hurting themselves. Well, I say hurting from my perspective as far as damaging one's eyesight, but, I mean, if that's what they want to do, I hope that they safely can accomplish their goals, but at the same time, I'd also try and talk them out of, I don't really understand why someone would want to lose their eyesight. It's something that I value highly. I imagine most people do.
Yet, I think she went into her reasons for it, and I know they were talking about this. I think it was on the Thursday night show here on Free Talk Live. So if a listener wants to get a more in-depth conversation about what exactly happened there, obviously she's a very strange person who wants to go blind, and so she's, you know, her dreams have been met. From that perspective, the man has done no harm. From her perspective.
I've also read, I believe there was a woman who had a leg or both legs amputated just because she wanted to be an amputee.
Wow.
And I don't know. It seems, what I kind of wonder also is, are these people getting disability after they do this? and could that have anything to do with their reasoning? I mean, obviously, there would have to be something more than disability, because there are easier ways to get on disability than having your leg chopped off.
Or go blind.
It's a flesh wound. Your leg's off.
So, sorry, Andrew, you were saying?
Oh, I was just kind of posing a rhetorical question. Is the handicap placard really worth it?
Yeah, I don't think so. But, you know, our values are different from this lady's values. So I guess, you know, she's happy, so who can complain about that?
Yeah.
Of course.
Thanks, Andrew, for your call tonight.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Take care.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I wonder if she's married. Maybe she's got a really ugly husband.
I feel like I heard them say that she was married to a blind man.
Interesting.
I don't know. I could be wrong about that. Like I said, I don't claim to know what the story is. I have not read it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But, you know, that's Free Talk Live. You can call in. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. Coming up here, the collapse of Rand Paul and the libertarian moment that never was, from Fox News. They're going to make the argument that libertarianism has no future. Basically. Well, sort of. I'll get into that here in a moment. But there was another fun point I wanted to bring up from the Robin Hood trial that happened today right here in Keene. Of course, the full trial video is going to go up sometime tonight. It'll probably be up on YouTube by tomorrow morning. I know that, Garrett, you have already uploaded your interview of Attorney John Meyer to the Free Keene Raw. What was it? The
Freeman. Freeman TV Raw, the YouTube channel.
Freeman TV Raw. I should know that by now. And I think you're going to make a blog post at some point, including that, right?
Yeah, I plan to write an article about a summary of today's events.
So keep your eyes open over at freekeen.com for all of that. One of the points that both of the parking enforcers made on the stand today that I thought was most interesting was they made the claim that they were anxious. In fact, Jane, one of the parking enforcers, even claimed that she had PTSD. She referenced having PTSD.
She said it's like PTSD.
Yeah. And so they made the claim that they were anxious frequently over, even if the Robin Hooders weren't on the streets.
Bicyclists, other joggers are giving them anxiety about Robin Hooding.
Like coming up behind them or whatever.
To. Yeah.
There was that. And then they're also just anxious because they think we're going to pop out at any time, and, you know, because they're so scared of us or whatever. And I thought that was funny because I made the point when I was on the stand, I referenced that, and I pointed out that it's funny that they're feeling anxious because it's a little bit of a taste of their own medicine. You know, they're upset because we could pop out anywhere. Well, guess what? Every single person who's parked in a space in downtown Keene is likely feeling some of that anxiety as well. They don't know when these parking enforcers are going to pop up and write them a ticket. They're taking a risk every time they go shopping in downtown Keene. So finally, they get to feel what it's like. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can do that, 855-450-FREE. 3733. Has the collapse of Rand Paul led to the death of libertarianism? Our toll-free number.
Did he collapse?
Well, he's still alive, but the polling numbers aren't so good for him. 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Skype usernames lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Money, power, and respect are all yours at CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com. Be seen as an industry leader. You can do it. The last application you filled out when it was time to hit submit, did your nerves spike? You didn't get the approval you seek. But there's a better way. We teach you exactly what to place into the right systems the right way the first time so you get approved. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people will get cash on the spot. Use those two tools in your new corporate credit engine so you can walk into the bank and get your project funded today. It's all about today at CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is explosive and ignites instant results. Dial 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or just go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The media, at least in the case of a Fox News editorialist, is claiming Rand Paul has collapsed his campaign has collapsed, and the libertarian moment that never was. We'll dissect that here in a few moments. With you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Garrett.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Before we go on with the liberty movement in general and the Fox News commentary about it, Garrett, I think there was some more that you wanted to highlight from today's Robin Hood hearing, part two.
Yes, there was almost a metric or a measure from the city of our effectiveness that was partially introduced into evidence, and that was a gap report, and it basically measures the amount of time between each ticket that's issued. And Linda, when she was on the stand, testified that if there was a significant gap, that she would have to justify that. So essentially admitting a sort of quota system for
basically
the ticketing.
Yeah, so they whatever the number is, there's a certain number of minutes that they average per ticket, between tickets. And if that average goes above a certain, you know, whatever the X number is, then they get questioned. They've got to have some good excuse for why they didn't write a ticket every 5 minutes or every 3 minutes or whatever it is. And so their excuse in this case is you, Garrett, being on the streets. Well, Garrett was here, so I couldn't write tickets.
Now, the reason we saw this gap report is because it was given to the defense as the notes that the witnesses would be referring to. And when our attorney pointed out that, well, these are actually incomplete reports because this is one page of a three-page document for each day, mm-hmm. and they said, oh, well, we only meant to give it to you as the little note that the parking enforcer made on this report,
they
not the actual report itself.
Right. The purpose of showing this report in court was to show how often you had encountered these people, because they would make a note on this gap report, oh, Garrett's here, and then they'll draw an arrow for however long you were out there with them, basically, right?
Yeah, it was hilarious hearing John Meyer's objection to they're introducing it as an incomplete exhibit instead of giving the full report.
John's our attorney.
Yes, and then the response from the city's attorney was almost comical. He pretty much restated what John said about needing all the information on the record, and then just saying, well, we don't need to give the report, it's not significant. And then stepped away from that position and said, well, I think we can talk to somebody and get the whole report. But that report would measure our effectiveness if we're able to see the amount of time that it took between parking in tickets, because the times that Linda was writing down that she was saying someone was out was not the time that was on the gap report. So she was showing this, they were showing this huge list of tickets allegedly before the Robin Hooders would come out, and then it was only like another page of info for the rest of the day.
Well, if you really wanted to go forward with that, I'd say the thing to do would be file a Freedom of Information Act request for both the reports themselves that have been filed, but also for any snippets of policy that refer to those reports, you know, whatever rule results in them being generated, because it would be really interesting for people to know that, yeah, after 7 minutes, if they haven't gotten a ticket, if everybody's actually complied, which is the stated goal of the system, then all of a sudden meter maids are going to be working extra hard to ticket you.
Right, and they have to make some sort of excuse for it. So, you know, normally this would, their excuse would be like they were going to the bathroom or something like that, and they wouldn't have been expected to have many of these gaps, but now they have these huge gaps because of the Robin Hooders. That's one way to measure. Another way to measure our success is in the total number of tickets that they have written in any given year. And so
so should that be the new slogan for Robin Hood, giving Keene's meter maids huge gap?
So there are a few
gap
different metrics
success.
And there's no doubt that we've been successful. They've collected fewer dollars in the last year than they did the year before that, and this year than they did the year prior to that. And that's all considered that even this year things have been slower as far as Robin Hooding is concerned than it was in 2013.
That reminds me of the somewhat comical pride challenge that I saw that their attorney sort of imposing upon you when he was like, you wanted to shut down parking enforcement, didn't you? Well, you didn't. It's still here. And your response was, and they're writing significantly fewer tickets.
I did, yeah. So it'll be pretty gold when this video finally comes out. There's a lot of good, really interesting parts to it. So check that out over at freekeen.com. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here's a story on Rand Paul. Now, within the studio tonight, this should be an interesting discussion because Rich Paul, you're not related. But
no,
you,
not related.
You support Rand Paul.
I support him for the Republican nomination.
And, Garrett, you are not really like a total non-voter?
I do not support Rand Paul. I was a Ron Paul supporter, and I think that the difference between the two is enough to make me say this is just another general politician. Rand Paul rose through the ranks very quickly, like he's a senator. His dad was a congressman for so long, so to ascend to such a powerful position, I think one makes compromises that puts them out of touch in a certain sense. And
I agree. He's definitely compromised. If he ever had libertarian principles, he certainly has compromised them for the purposes of running for political office. So I'm more on your side on this one, Garrett. You're not a total non-voter, though. You, like me, will be going to vote in the Democratic primary for Vermin Supreme.
Well, most likely, yes.
What I would say about Rand Paul and his principles, and I was kind of on the bench again, or on the fence about this, until Ron Paul first stood next to him as he was announcing his candidacy, and then went ahead and formally endorsed him. And so
that's good that Ron had the good heart to do that when Rand, I don't think, would do the same thing for Ron, right? Didn't Rand endorse Mitt Romney?
Well,
I believe he did.
I think he did.
After Ron dropped out of the race.
Was that after?
He endorsed Mitt Romney against the Democratic challenger, not for the nomination. But it's an important distinction, you know. There's a you can hate Romney and say, well, he's still not as bad as Obama.
No, they're both pretty bad. I don't see how you can pick one.
I would agree. I would tend to agree that one would be just as bad as Obama. But when you think about it, the reason that Rand Paul was taken more seriously than Ron Paul was taken at the beginning was partially because he'd done that, because he'd been able to play the game. And personally, I think this strategy has been laid out for a while. And I think
it doesn't appear to be working.
And Trump is definitely mostly attribute that to Trump. When Trump entered the race, he became the most interesting person in it. And he doesn't mind making a fool out of himself, where Rand, of course, has to say things that are not foolish. But the bottom line is, I think that what Rand Paul is doing is something that, yes, Democratic and Republican politicians have been doing for a long time. We, as libertarians, tend to lay out the end of our strategy.
Hold that thought. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with the medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here and join us on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. And join Mark, our normal co-host here on Free Talk Live. He's going to be in Vegas coming up October 29th and 30th at the Bitcoin Investor Conference with folks like Trace Mayer, Stephanie Murphy, Tone Vase, Paul Pui, Joseph von Perling, Bitcoin Bell, Stephen Michaels, and more. You can go to BitcoinInvestor.com and get your tickets now. It's happening October 29th and 30th, the Bitcoin Investor Conference, first one ever. So you get in on the ground floor and meet some movers and shakers in the Bitcoin world at the beautiful D Hotel. The D Hotel, by the way, takes Bitcoin, so you can actually pay for your room with Bitcoin, which is pretty cool. So go to BitcoinInvestor.com, and Mark will see you there October 29th and 30th, as he will be broadcasting Free Talk Live on scene. We'll talk about Rand Paul more here in a moment. I know, Rich, you had more to say about it, but first let's go to Tom listening in Nashua, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you remember the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, right? And that's where foreign countries are being bullied into giving out information about United States so-called U.S. citizens who are really citizens of the other country. And some of these countries have handed over the information. And everybody.
This is the thing that is basically making Swiss bank accounts useless now, right?
Swiss bank accounts, but also remember Canadian bank accounts if you're a Canadian who is classified under United States law as a U.S. citizen. Okay. And
so a Canadian born in the United States who's never actually pursued citizenship is what you're saying.
Accidental Americans, they're called. One of the things that everybody knew about this is that these countries are going to they sign these agreements and they're going to get their hand over their information about their bank deposits in their countries, but then the United States is never going to reciprocate because there's no way the Republican-controlled Congress would ever pass a law allowing that. But
what you're saying is by they won't reciprocate, meaning like if a Swedish person comes over here, they won't necessarily give that info over to Sweden?
We know that the IRS would never get congressional authorization to hand over the corresponding, the reciprocal side of these intergovernmental agreements. So that these Canada
Why?
Would hand over its information to the U.S. bureaucrats, and then the U.S. bureaucrats would never hand over the
promise. Why wouldn't they?
Because they would require congressional authorization, and the United States has been enjoying the position as a tax haven until now. And I just read on the IRS website, they just went ahead and did it anyway. There's a news release on the IRS website at www.irs.gov saying they just started handing over all this information, totally no congressional authority for doing it. Totally.
So they are doing it then. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. You thought that the Congress would not give them the authority, but they're just going ahead and doing it anyway.
Without any congressional authority.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, that's typical, right? Like these government D.C. agencies can write their own regulations. Most of them can. They don't need the Congress to do that.
Looked at that and I said, we're definitely living in a police state where the bureaucrats write their own regulations. And that's where it's at right now, is that without any congressional authority whatsoever, they just went ahead and started handing over the information to these foreign countries. And
look, if you want to protect your bank accounts these days, forget about it. I mean, it's just an almost impossibility. You've got to go with Bitcoin. Thanks, Tom, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Thoughts, guys?
Yeah, I'd say you can't really depend on one state to protect you from another, so the idea that these different states are trading information, presumably for tax enforcement reasons, is
right.
Not very surprising.
No, I'm not the least bit surprised. If the rules say to do it, they're going to do it, and if the rules say not to do it, and it's convenient for them to do it, they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, and there sure aren't fewer rules over time. There are more now than ever before, and so Swedish tax havens don't really exist. The old classic Swiss bank account or whatever is not as protected as it once might have been. Mm-hmm. The IRS can reach in there and they can take money out and they can have them freeze your accounts, and so that's not going to work anymore. You've got to move into Bitcoin. That's the only way to keep yourself safe, I think, as far as preventing the government from taking what is rightfully yours, is to move money into Bitcoin, and then you can move it around basically anonymously. There are ways to do that with Bitcoin. Even though the system is a public system, you can still do a lot of anonymous things with it.
And you don't even have to do anything special to move your Bitcoin out of the country. If you,
that's right.
Right now, if you order a package to be sent to London, England with Bitcoin, it's going to be sent to London, England. And
right.
That's the only change of moving out of the country, is the shipping address that you put on your orders.
Yeah, as soon
the
as
Bitcoin
you have Bitcoin,
it's never in a country or out of a country.
Yeah, it's just never, it's everywhere. I mean, as soon as you have Bitcoin, it's not in one place. It's on a ledger that is kept over thousands of computers around the world, a public ledger that is called the blockchain. And it basically, without shutting down the entire internet, the government can't stop it.
Like the invisible hand, it is everywhere and nowhere.
I guess it can just be so big that it takes your computer a little while to load it, is all.
Well, that's the thing. You don't have to, like with your smartphone, you don't have to have the full Bitcoin client to run Bitcoin. So the typical Bitcoin client, by the way, for those that don't know, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency that was issued basically by geeks, by one geek, purportedly, Satoshi Nakamoto, this anonymous person. Maybe it was more than one person. Who knows, male, female. Nobody knows anything about Satoshi Nakamoto. But Satoshi released this code to the world 6 years ago, and ever since then it's been improved upon, and the you know, it's become the world's arguably the most valuable currency in the entire world. It's not created by a bank, not created by government, and the governments can't stop it. Which, of course, is frustrating to a lot of governments because they want to be in control. They want to control your money. And this is a way to have an international currency so you don't have to keep changing currencies around. If you want to send somebody else, you know, if somebody else wants money from you, you send them Bitcoin. You don't have to change from dollars into yen or whatever it is and lose all this money just on the exchange.
I don't know if you noticed how the price of silver has really been gradually declining right now. It's under $15, I believe.
It's amazing.
And I wonder if that is and probably is attributable to Bitcoin and the fact that it is
hard
a better...
It,
well, I think with people, there's an extent to which silver was talked about as an object of irrational exuberance, especially like among the liberty community, so to speak, is that people wanted to have silver kind of like to trade, but that it wasn't necessarily convenient. There aren't necessarily a lot of small denominations of it.
Right.
Where Bitcoin completely avoids that whole problem. It's not, it's no longer irrational or inefficient to trade with it because of the simplicity of it.
If there are sometimes complications. You do have to have an internet access all the time, and I have seen cases where people were trying to do Bitcoin transactions and Wi-Fi was down or whatever. And
that does complicate matters.
They were
matters.
Unable to do it. So,
there are supposedly ways.
I don't see Bitcoin as a panacea. I don't see it taking over because the backing of Bitcoin, the real value of it, is its value as a way to move or store money, which is, it may be a very valuable thing. Obviously, the market cap has is something like $3 billion now, I was told.
I can find out for you.
But at the same time, it's not... The value of Bitcoin will never be equal to all the value in the world. So I don't think it's possible economically for Bitcoin to become the primary currency. So right now I think Bitcoin and dollars work fine. But there may come a day when it's Bitcoin and gold or Bitcoin and silver.
Well,
but
I mean, the market's going to have different currencies. No, of course not. I mean, right now there are probably 500 alternatives to Bitcoin just in the digital currency world.
Right.
And you're close.
But
it
I say Bitcoin and dollars because they're the two primaries, if you will.
Almost 3.5 billion is the market cap of Bitcoin right now. Their next lowest competitor or the next highest competitor is Ripple at 187 million. Free talk live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life, Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running, from batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we'll talk more about Rand Paul, though right now we were talking cryptocurrencies, specifically Bitcoin, and the future of it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, you can bring up anything you want. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Now, Rich Paul, you were pointing out that you know, Bitcoin is not going to be the world's dominant currency, in your opinion.
Right.
And I, you know, I don't see any reason why it is going to ever get to that point, because there are so many other competing currencies out there. It is the dominating cryptocurrency right now, and by far.
Unquestionably.
Yeah, and there's a really cool website, coincap.io, coincap.io, which actually shows you all of, or at least hundreds of, the world's cryptocurrencies. And Bitcoin is number one with nearly $3.5 billion in market cap. That's like the total value of all the Bitcoins in existence. Is that right?
Yeah.
So then they actually total up the other 500 and something coins that they have here. They total the altcoin market cap, and that is only $528 million. So all the other 500 coins out there, these coin types, they don't even, you know, they're just barely a fraction, basically, of the value of Bitcoin.
They average $1 million each.
Well, yeah, and most of them are just barely over a million. I mean, like, you know, once you get to number 20, let's see, number 35 on the list, you're below $1 million. So all the 35 and up, they have over $1 million market cap. Everything below that is lower. So it's a fascinating website, coincap.io, and why anyone's interested in half of these things, I just don't understand. But people love to, I guess, people like to trade, right? They like to buy some over here and then try to sell it over in another place to make more money on it, arbitrage, or I think is the term for that.
Seems to be a slightly more independent version of the stock market.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think a lot of people probably just buy up a little bit of each new coin as it comes out on the off chance
that it
will blow up and become a serious competitor to Bitcoin.
Which, of course, none of them have done thus far.
No, but it's not necessarily a bad strategy because you never know when the next one's going to come along.
And you never know what's going to happen with Bitcoin either. It's got it seems like it's got staying power, but there is a big question mark on the horizon for Bitcoin. And I don't know if either of you are familiar with the possible fork that's coming up.
I've heard with rumors. Bitcoin.
I know about it vaguely.
So coming up at Keenvention, which was also talked about during the Robinhood trial today, during Keenvention, which is an upcoming convention happening here in Keene, focusing on liberty activism, we will have the third annual Bitcoin panel at Keenvention. And this Bitcoin panel is going to be, I think, super important, more so than the other ones that we've had here, because we're actually going to have Gavin Andreessen on the panel. And he is the only person, I think, speaking at Keenvention who doesn't live in New Hampshire. He lives in Amherst, Massachusetts, which is fairly close by.
He's special.
To where we are, yep. He is very special. He happens to be the man to whom Satoshi Nakamoto handed the reins of Bitcoin. So he is basically like the number two Bitcoin guy. He's one of the five core programmers of Bitcoin, and he's a libertarian. He's a longtime listener of Free Talk Live. He actually took Mark and I out to lunch a long time ago and pitched us on this crazy Bitcoin idea. And, of course, we didn't really get it at that time. And it's too bad we didn't, because it would have been a great time to buy them. I think they were 27 cents a piece at the time when Gavin tried to come pitch them to us. And so we were like, well, what backs Bitcoin? You know, we're asking all these kind of clueless questions that now we totally understand. But when you're new, you don't know all these answers. And so Gavin is going to be speaking on that Bitcoin panel. There are going to be some other great Bitcoiners up there. But it's going to be really important because of this fork that's coming up. What has happened, and I'll try to simplify this as much as I can for newer listeners, Bitcoin is this, decentralized currency. And it's created by the programmers. If the programmers if the programmers can't agree on the direction to take Bitcoin, then they can put it up to a vote, essentially, sort of like a democratic process. They can put it up to a vote of the miners of Bitcoin. So sort of like with gold mining, Bitcoin has a mining process as well. Basically, your computer that is doing the mining is solving really complicated math problems in order to be awarded a certain number of Bitcoins on the other end of that. So what's happening is the programmers can't agree on a certain thing, and what it is that they can't agree on is the block size. So there's a certain size, it's currently 1 megabyte, they're arguing over how large it should be. And the idea is that the larger blocks would allow for more transactions per minute to be handled on the Bitcoin network, as I understand it. And so there's like a certain group of the core programmers that want to see this larger block size implemented, including Gavin. They want to see that implemented sooner rather than later. Others are saying, no, Satoshi's original vision was not that Bitcoin would take over the world, that it would stay true to its core program or whatever. And so both sides are basically arguing that they are following Satoshi's vision. And so the one side says, well, we need to keep it the way it is for now. Maybe we can raise it later. And Gavin's saying, no, we need to raise it. Gavin and this other guy are saying, no, we need to raise it sooner. So basically this is coming to a head, this argument, essentially, between the Bitcoin core programmers. They are at an impasse. And so what has happened is Gavin and Mike Hearn, two of the five programmers, have launched their own competing Bitcoin client. So there are actually now two Bitcoin clients, official, if you will, Bitcoin clients out there. And the guys that want the larger blocks are trying to persuade the miners to switch to their client. If 75% of the miners switch to their client in 2017, they will have a fork in the Bitcoin blockchain. And that means there's no going back. Once the blockchain forks, then there become two Bitcoin at that point, because 25% of the miners will still be on the old Bitcoin, if you will, Bitcoin Core, as it is called, and then 75%, if they get it. If they don't get it, then nothing happens. So if they get that 75%, then 75% of the miners will be on the new Bitcoin, which is being called Bitcoin XT.
That Bitcoin would be created through mining on that new client.
So Bitcoins would still, anyone that was mining old Bitcoin or new Bitcoin would still be mining, and they'd still be, you know, getting the mined Bitcoin out of it, but it would be two blockchains at that point. And so Bitcoin that you would send on the new blockchain wouldn't be seen on the old blockchain and vice versa. So essentially the market would have to decide at that point, all the people that make Bitcoin wallet software, you know, like these things that you get for your phone where you can have your Bitcoin there, they'd have to decide, well, looks like 75% of the miners went with this new Bitcoin. We should probably change our wallet software over and go with a new Bitcoin. But this is a huge problem, right? Like, if that happens, it could be a real mess, and I don't imagine the price of Bitcoin is going to do real well if that occurs.
Well, the first thing that I would say is if they get 75% of the miners, then I would expect a collapse in the value of the old of the other Bitcoin, which would probably cause the other 25% of miners to move over rather quickly. I don't know. I don't think there's room for two Bitcoins in the market.
No,
and so I think that one of them will die.
I think you're right about that, but in the meantime, it's going to be an ugly, messy process, something that has never happened in the history of Bitcoin. And when the fork controversy first started a couple months ago, the Bitcoin price took a tumble right then, too. As soon as it started to kind of get the news came out about this, the price took a tumble.
Yeah, it's problematical. The thing that I'm not sure of is how interoperable the two types of Bitcoin would be.
Not at all. They would be completely separate. They would be completely different blockchains. The history of the original blockchain would still be there on both. But if you've got old Bitcoin and then you don't switch to the new network, you could only spend the old Bitcoin at the old network location. So it gets a little complicated. But
it sounds like you would end up with balances in two separate accounts, the old one and the new one.
You would.
Can you then spend those same coins
yes,
twice,
you would be able to
once
do that.
On the old system and once on the new?
In theory, if you could find a taker for both the old and the new, yes.
Okay, and it wouldn't have to be the same taker.
That's correct.
Wow.
So, as I understand it, please correct me if I'm wrong on this. I'm not a Bitcoin technical expert, but that's why the Bitcoin panel is going to be really important this year, because Gavin, who's advocating for this switch to the new Bitcoin, is going to be there, and he'll be answering your questions. You can go and join us at keenvention.info. It's $60, get you in for the entire weekend. Doug, you're on from Illinois. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, pretty much I want to bring up about how much, how paranoid we're making our children by having them go to public education. I don't have any children, but I have a nephew, and they're pretty much bringing them up to think that, you know, you have danger around every corner, around every tree.
I want you to tell us more about it. Stand by, Doug. We'll continue here and get more of Doug's thoughts. Too much safety obsession around children in the United States. I think I agree with
him. Culture of cowardice,
yeah.
I call it.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com. If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.